fishing all the time. Keep it going fishing too.
Well, I don't know if I bet you are, but I hope you are going fishing all the time. Leaf is here. It's time for a fish report. How you doing, Leaf?
Oh, not too shabby, Deppers.
Good.
I've already been fishing this morning.
Have you?
Yeah, I went back after a fish I jumped yesterday. Jumped three really big ones first thing in the morning, and just barely poked one for a second. Out of those three, the smallest of them came back to give me a little flash this morning. Still didn't land them. So I wanted to give...
You just can't get over that, can you?
I wanted to give more than a day. Or, you know, I like to give 2 days before I go back after an individual fish. But about to head to the islands here on...
oh, that's right.
Thursday,
yeah,
so I got to...
Got to get her done.
Yeah, got to get it while I can because I have yoga tomorrow morning with my girls at Agni. Whoop! What's up, girls? Keep me stretched out and keep the beer weight off.
Are you the only guy in the class?
No. There is actually a couple. There are a few of us, a couple. And one of them, boy, I won't mention his name in case he doesn't want it hurt on the radio, but he's, you know, he's probably 65, almost 70, and he catches multiple classes a day, and he is just a freaking savage.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's doing good.
Well, let's hear it for the guys that age.
Yeah.
I am one of them.
Yeah, I'm hoping to stay feeling good if I just keep doing that long. Anyway.
Yeah, so we got saltwater to talk about. Are you going to talk about saltwater time after you come back? Or?
Yeah, I think we'll take a little week off. We've been talking about here. Maybe next week, but we'll...
What kind are you thinking about? What are you going to do?
We're going to be out there staying at my friend's place on Orcas Island. So we're going to be doing some crabbing. The boys got to do that last year. Did some shrimping the year before, and boy, they really have a good time. They like pulling the pots up, but it's funny because the moment we open them, the crabs spill out on deck. Then they're both up in the chairs
then
and their toes off.
Creeped out. I got to tell you, crabs kind of creep me out too, but I really like shrimping though.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, both of them make my stomach very happy.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get back to the moving water and lakes. Yeah, local stuff.
Yeah, you know, the moving water has still been good. Like I was saying, though, just kind of a best in that first hour or two of the day. And then I'm starting to knock off the whole middle of the day. Maybe still okay to do evenings because the water temps are not terrible. It's just been the direct light and the sun that I'm not super into. Definitely don't take those fish out of the water, especially at this time of the year. You know, it's just that air is hot. It'll dry them right out, and they need that slime layer to survive. But, you know, like I say, mornings are still really cool. Nighttimes have been cool, so it's been cooling the water off at night, and that is the most important and crucial part of the whole thing.
That's been nice in a lot of ways, the cool nights. But, that's a good idea to just knock off and let the last part of the day just let them be natural.
You know, flows are getting super low, so it's, you know, more or less just waiting time. You might be able to squeak your boat through some places, but it's a little bit more bang for the buck just to wade into the select holes that you like, because it can be a long ways out of the flat water into the next run. And you could be banging your boat around and doing some portaging. So.
Yeah, it's not worth it. And at least I don't think it is, but...
Yeah. The summer, I mean, the golden stones, you know, they're starting to really come off and are the big ones that are going to get bigger and bigger into the end of the summer. So some golden stone patterns, whether it be in the nymph or in the dry form, are definitely a good idea. And of course, we got hoppers. You got it. Hopper season. So, you know, hopper or even a little hopper dropper, which I don't use quite as often, can work for you, though. So... Yeah, pretty straightforward fishing. All the sections of the river are open until August 15th, and then you're going to need to take a look at stuff again at that point. We will not be able to fish the Twisp and Chewuk after August 15th.
Okay.
The Twisp is already starting to probably slow down. I haven't been up there. Don't really have any plans to go back up for the season now myself. The Chewuk can still be really good in the evening.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... Yeah, that kind of covers, I would say, our river anyway. I would mention that we forgot to talk about the INIAT last time. I will only throw out a few sentences so people don't freak out on me down there about their not very well-kept secret, but it is possible to catch some fish down there on the fly rod.
Yeah.
I was using a popsicle. I got one fish, first cast, and then no fish the rest of the day. But, you know, just beautiful salmon. Upriver summer Chinook, you keep up to three of those big old maniac fish, and they're looking good right now. If you're lucky to just bring home one, and that's just fine. You know, I brought home a I estimate it was about a three-year-old, so like an 8 to 10 pounder.
Jeez.
And just some amazing meat. Great, great meat in those fish at this time of the year. And look for that fishery to slow down a little bit as the as the next couple of weeks go on. It's mostly a madhouse up by the hatchery. If you even just put on a pair of waders and take a walk around the corner, it pretty much gets you away from the crowd. You're going to see a lot of bobber lobbing and egg gobs. Guy swore to me, you got to have bait right before I hooked my fish. I told him it just makes your hands stink as I walk back by with my fish. But you don't have to. Just take a little sink tip. Definitely heavy rod. I was using my buddy's tarpon rod because it's just, you know, they could be up to 30 pounds in a river the size of the Twist River.
Okay, you've said enough. That's too much.
Super fun. Oh, my God. Super fun. Okay. Anyway, yeah, so I went into the high country hoping for a little peace and quiet, more just to get my boy, my younger boy, Finn, up there. And at least the latter happened well for us.
Good.
The peace and quiet, not so much.
Oh, really?
We went up to Eagle Lake, and that was definitely the busiest lake I've ever been to in my entire life in the Methow.
Holy moly.
So I would definitely throw that out there without worrying about putting undue pressure upon that one, maybe just to let people know to expect pressure if they go up there.
Was it weekend?
It was. It was Friday, Saturday. You know, that's kind of what I have right now. It was just a very incredibly beautiful lake, though, like all the rest of the stuff we have around here. I really love the Sawtooth, having grown up on Libby Creek. You know, the Libby Creek Basin is my home drainage there, and that's one of the last lakes up there in the Sawtooth. And I really like some of those in there. You know, I would just mention that the Eagle Lake Trail is at least – the main parts of it are accessed by not only hikers, but mountain bikers, motorcyclers, and horses. You know, even if it's not your thing, I always try to encourage people to, you know, have the backs of other people for their thing. Because I would hope that even if you don't do my thing, you'd have my back doing my thing. Because you may not all like to ride motorcycles or horses or whatever, but there are very few trails that these guys can do this on, these guys and gals.
Exactly.
And it's important that they have some access and some places to do their thing.
And that's one of those places that allows wheeled vehicles
in there. Absolutely. So if you go there, you're signing up for it.
Yeah.
I would throw a couple things out there, trail etiquette. I'd like to get uphill of a motorcycler or a mountain biker so they don't fall on you. But don't do that to horses because they can think you're a predator. So get on the downhill side of any horse parties that you see. Do them that favor. Don't spook their horses. You don't want to injure that horse or that person. So get on that downhill side, a couple paces off trail, whatever's safe for you. Keep in mind they could also give a kick if they were a little frightened of you. So just get outside their kick range and downhill form. Don't make any crazy movements. And usually the guys will talk to you so the horse knows that you're there too as they're on their way down the trail.
Yeah.
I saw my buddy Jess there with you know, the Darwood's backpacking or horsebacking operation.
On his way down. Yeah, no, that's
great kid.
Excellent information.
I guess he's an adult now.
get down from the horse.
Yeah, stay downhill of horses, uphill of anything with wheels on it.
Yeah, good point.
So I still just encourage people, though, to head out into the high country. There's plenty of places you will have the peace and quiet you desire. Some lakes, even without trails, you never know what you might find out there. Always a ton of adventures that you can find for yourself, or I've got some advice on my site if you want to check out the beauty of the Methow Backcountry blog I've got there as well. That splits out a few lakes into each basin, and there's a few other random ones that I've done about golden trout, where I'm not going to tell you anything about their location, and a few other just random lakes, though, for inspiration out there.
Gold is always that way. A lot of secrecy around gold.
That's right. You keep your hands off my gold.
Yeah. Now, you wanted to mention something about trespassing. You've had some people talk to you about they had concerns and hoping you would say something on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it bums me out to have to say, but this is definitely the busiest summer I've ever seen on the Methow. And I know that you've seen a lot of the whole community, things are picking up. And we really do appreciate that. You know, this is a largely, tourist-based economy around here. Not so much for myself, you know, this is just sort of a little gravy for me, what I do out there. But I know that, it's going to get busier. But I hope that everybody will just kind of respect the property that is owned by the folks here. They've not always marked it, you know, because they don't always mind if you walk across it. But now it's begun, you know, to be more and more marked with signage. And I would just hope that you know, people respect that, mm-hmm. that property boundary there, because we always talk about, you know, public land and all that, but we also need to think about the land that's, you know, not just mm-hmm. our, you know, ours to share.
Mm-hmm.
So just be respectful, you know, and also that just goes right along kind of with the regular river etiquette, you know, and we've mentioned this in the past. My daddy always taught me if there's somebody in a fishing hole, just move on. Even if you go down and talk with that person, it still might make them feel like they have to move on and not just enjoy uh-huh. their time there like they usually would. So just, chalk it up to a loss. There's plenty of runs on the river. And I would also just say, I think there's like, I'm a total Luddite, but a friend of mine on one of these forums pointed out that there's one called Gaia, I think it is, the app that you can download on your phone. It has multiple layers of boundaries as far as like public lands and private lands and all that stuff, so you can know exactly where you're at, even if you're in a place that you're, you know, not very familiar with. So,
well, that's a good point.
You can check that out. There's plenty of apps to know if you're on the right side of the line or not.
I feel like I would like to just point out the other side of the coin, that if you happen to be a landowner that is mm-hmm. on a what's been a popular or used
absolutely
by the public piece of land, another nice thing to do would just be acknowledge, you know, that people have trod mm-hmm. your mm-hmm. piece of land over the years, and maybe just sort of accommodate yeah. that in a nice, absolutely. Peaceful way as well.
I think, you know, I couldn't agree more. I see a lot of change, you know, whether it be a person moving in alongside of a road mm-hmm. and building a house and needing the speed limit change for them. Mm-hmm. I would like the speed limit change for me too. I'd like it to be 100 miles an hour, but...
I'm going the other way.
You know, I think that we all need to realize that, you know, especially if you're moving into this area, you know, there were people here first, and we've always just kind of tried to share. And as long as you treat each other with respect, I think sharing is definitely the right way to go, because mm-hmm. if not, it's going to be just like a, you know, Sun Valley or a lot of, like, I found it hard to even get to the beach when I was in San Diego. If you have every square inch of every piece of access owned to a resource, you've blocked it. Even if it's an invisible wall, laden in trespassing tickets. So don't make these people feel like they have to do that. And maybe they can feel like they can share with you too.
Right on.
Yeah, so we want to thank our generous sponsors over there at Drift Waiter Co. in Bellingham. Also, the great folks over there at North 40 Fly Shop and OMAC, where you can get all your gear for fishing here, fishing there, or fishing anywhere. And, you know, I just want to encourage everybody to take care of each other. Enjoy their summer. Check out the blog or podcast at Fly Fishers Pro Shop. You can send me an email at metalfishingadventures@gmail.com. And you can give me a call the old-fashioned way at 509-429-7298. Let's get a trip lined up for the fall, y'all, because it's going to be great. Get that fish right on, baby.
Fish on. Going fishing and the baby going fishing too. You got to put them in the pot, baby. Put them in the pan, honey. Cook them till they're nice and brown. Get yourself a batch of buttermilk cake, baby. Put the suck on the table, baby. Scoff them all down. Little fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I would like to relate. Come on with my pole and my liner.